I was approached by Clive to fill one of the seats down. There was sort of towards nomination day, and he asked me to step up. And I've sort of always been interested in it, and I'm not really thrilled with where we're at today with the two parties that are offering the same old policies over and over again. So I sort of jumped on board, and after reading Clive's policies and so forth, I believe there's a good chance for Australia to actually change and move forward and prosper.
Just outline for us a little bit more about what that means, because I don't think the Palmer Party has really had a great deal of coverage here, certainly in the southwest. What are the main points, I guess, or the main things that the party's about?
Well, he's got several great policies there. I mean, there's some simple ones, just like with the quarterly tax payments for companies. He's suggesting that we make them annual. And leaving that money, which equates to about $70 billion, leaving that into the economy, if that turns around, that creates, every time that's recycled in the economy, that creates GST. So the government still gets the $70 billion at the end of the year, but they also create more revenue throughout the year by people spending the money.
What about some of the other sort of big issues that seem to be occupying a lot of the campaign, things like the carbon tax and the asylum seekers and so on? What's the Palmer Party's position on those sorts of things?
Okay, well, Clive's fairly strong views on the carbon tax. He said that he'll abolish it if he gets in. If the party's elected, he'll abolish or scrap the carbon tax altogether. He believes that electricity prices and so forth are way too high. I believe he's even offering a refund to the people of Australia regarding that. The asylum seekers, his policy at the moment stands that far too much money's been wasted on the same issue. Rather than creating incentives, financial incentives for these people smugglers by reducing any financial incentives, that you can stop the people smuggling. And he's going to do that by getting people, they can just come, jump on a plane, come to Australia with their valid passport. We know who they are. We'll set up a hall or some sort of processing centre at the airport, and we can evaluate their lawfulness for entry to the country as a family or together.
Okay.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
I mean, you mentioned the idea of refunds there and so on. How thoroughly costed are the Palmer United Party's policies and ideas?
Clive has been over everything fairly closely. I haven't got those details in because I've had to come out of the office to make the phone call. As far as I'm aware, he's read the state of the national accounts and everything, gone over it with fine-tooth comb with him and other members.
All right. Just tell us a bit more about yourself as well, because I guess you have certainly been, up to this point, perhaps a bit of a mystery for many people in Wannon. So whereabouts are you based, and what is it that you actually do at the moment?
Okay, I'm currently based in North Queensland at Townsville. My background sort of covers a fairly broad range of, including sort of management, hospitality and services, building and construction. And I've worked for many years sort of within the legal industry. And again, I've said to you before, should I be elected for the seat of Wannon, I would move down there and get to know the people and the local issues.
Mm. But I guess I can't let the interview pass without asking you what you do currently know about the area, and indeed, have you ever visited Wannon?
No, I haven't been down there. I guess my theory for me personally is each area has its local issues, but a lot of it is sort of national issues, that's lack of jobs and confidence in the economy and things like that. So I can sort of take that down and I can meet with people and talk about the local issues and what their concerns are with health and so on.
But I suppose you do have to accept that a lot of people are reluctant to vote for somebody who is outside the electorate, who doesn't live here and who they don't know. What do you say to those sort of people? Why should we vote for you if you're not one of us, I guess, as it were?
No, that's okay. I understand the question, Jeremy, and it's a good one. And I'm living in North Queensland, and I haven't been to Wannon, so it's a fair question. The main purpose of me running was just to give the people the choice, the opportunity to vote for the Palmer United Party, like the rest of Australia. the policies are good. Alone, that's enough to get the party in, I believe, if they could get the coverage.
Hmm. But it does seem to be a very Queensland-focused party in a lot of ways. Do you get the sense that it's getting much traction elsewhere outside of Queensland?
Well, Clive started the campaign. I believe it sort of really got in full swing last Monday. It seems to be more focused in the news up here, generally because I think he's a Queensland. But we've got some great people on board. We've got Barry Michaels down, who's running for the Senate in Melbourne. So there's plenty out there. It's just a matter of getting the word out there. And the only message we seem to be getting out at the moment is the paid advertising. We're not getting that free stuff. You're excluded from that, Jeremy.
Mm. What sort of change would you expect to be able to bring if you were to be elected, for example? Presuming that there wasn't a clean sweep and we ended up with perhaps a couple of Palmer United Party members in the House of Representatives, what sort of change or what sort of power would you expect to bring to the House of Representatives?
We are a fledgling party, and I think what Clive's done in the last three and a half months, getting it all together, has just been amazing. Again, if we get a few seats and we get some power there, where we can actually be involved in the decision-making process and actually do what the people want, we should be able to get some results. And that comes back to the people of Victoria, of Australia, sort of where they sit with the current government and the opposition.
Mm.
If they're happy to go the way they're going, then by all means vote for Abbott and Rudd again. But if the people want something, a change and something better, then just read what Clive Palmer's got to offer and make your decisions on that. That's what I'd say to them.
All right. Just lastly, as a local candidate, what happens on polling day for you? I'm presuming you probably can't vote for yourself, can you?
No, I can't. Not too sure, and I don't think I'll be able to get down to one and either. I've sort of been trying to shuffle stuff around, and as you can imagine, it's been pretty busy and pretty full on at the moment. But at this stage, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And
all right, and I'm sorry, I'm not sure whether you answered it before, but who do you actually currently work for then, and what's your actual sort of role at the moment?
Okay, sorry, I am working for Clive. I'm up at Townsville in the Queensland Nickel Refinery.
Right.
I'm in the Restructure and Efficiency Department. I answer directly to a director, and we sort of have a clear pathway down. We just review basically every aspect of the refinery, looking for ways to save money and cost-cutting measures.
Okay. Are there many people in your position, do you know, who have put their hand up for these sorts of House of Representative positions as well?
Mate, no, not at all. I went to the Palmer United launch, and I think I knew about three people down there, and that's just that I've bumped into, like they're not colleagues and things like that. So,
all right. Well, Brady, I realise you are very busy. It's good to hear from you, and I'm sure people will appreciate the time that you've taken to share a bit of time with us this morning. Thanks again for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for the